It's time for Let's Talk on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com. Stories making news, special guest interviews, your phone calls, and more. The views expressed on Let's Talk are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WPPA. Now, here's your host, Jay-Z.
Welcome back, folks. Hour number two of the program. As we continue on Let's Talk, we thank Guy Julian and Joe Thurs for coming in for our small business spotlight and executing Plan B. Not all the time Plan A works, folks. People get busy and the like, but they did a good job on the program this morning, and you can check them out on the first Thursday of the month in our first hour. As we continue on this morning, we've got another guest joining us in studio. It's our pleasure to welcome to the microphone John Wallace, pastor of First United Methodist Church. John, good morning and welcome, my friend.
Jay-Z, thanks. It's good to be with you.
And it's great that we could hook up. How shall I say this? Technology is great, but till it hiccups or sometimes we have issues. Sometimes things get kicked into the spam folder and the like. But between Gracie, myself, you, Darnell, I want to mention Darnell because he even reached out. We were able to get you on. I'm glad we did because you're a pastor, as you said, but that's not exactly the reason you're here this morning.
No.
But for the folks out there, what we normally like to do is give the folks a little bit of background about yourself besides being, pastor.
Sure.
Give us a little bit of background if you could.
Well, as you mentioned, pastor at First United Methodist Church here in town for the last 11 years. But also, I represent an organization not too many people, maybe they're familiar, maybe they're not. It's Yoke Fellow Prison Ministry. Now, what is it?
Exactly.
Well, I'll give you a little background. Hopefully, it won't bore you with it.
No.
This goes back
no.
to the 1950s.
Okay.
Quaker theologian, gentleman by the name of Elton Trueblood. Very interesting man, theologian, author, pastor, wrote extensively on ministry to prisoners, okay?
Okay.
And he started with other chaplains in Washington, D.C. They had a big meet, and they formed this, from my understanding, a loose confederation of men, and later, of course, women can join, who minister to prisoners in prison, and also when they are released.
Okay.
And that's also, I would say now, the prime focus of Yoke Fellow is sticking, of course, with those in prison, trying to mentor them, et cetera. I'll say more about that in a second. And then also when they're released to hopefully avoid recidivism, which is always a problem.
Right.
So is Yoke Fellow national? Yeah, it is kind of. But it's a loose federation of organizations carrying the same name. Here in Pennsylvania, it's very strong. And I have the good fortune, I guess, it's good fortune. The job kind of dropped into my hands. I have the good fortune to be the Schuylkill Council chairman. You can call me that.
Okay.
The pay is great, Jay-Z, okay? I'll just say that up front. And what we are, primarily, are volunteers.
Okay.
Volunteers who go into Schuylkill County Prison, SCP. We have a great gentleman. We had one for many years, a great man named Cliff Balson. Unfortunately, due to health concerns, he has to step away. I have another gentleman, conducts a Bible study at SCI Frackville. I have guys from Berks County who come to Schuylkill County Prison on Sunday nights. That's when they do their ministry. And we have ladies who come into Schuylkill County Prison on Saturday nights. We never send people in by themselves, always two, mm-hmm. at least two. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I guess my purpose for trying to get on your program was to simply, as you say, make the community aware and ask if there's anybody out there who would be led to volunteer. Now, let me fill in the blank there if I can.
Sure.
We will train you, okay? We will train you. What we do, what Yoke Fellow does, is conducts Bible studies in prison. We have possibilities for you to mentor an individual inmate, male or female. be a spiritual advisor if you go that high, if you want to go that way. The big program that we have that began, oh, I want to say 2 years ago, is called Meet You at the Door. And we have some outstanding return citizens. We don't call them ex-inmates. We call them return citizens. Return citizens have started this program. And what it is basically is meeting a released person at the door, getting them the basics.
Okay,
some clothes, maybe a phone that works. Directions, where are you going? We'll take you there. So if you, for example, I don't mean to point fingers, but if you were released from, say, Phoenix,
okay,
we would come meet you at the door, literally. And obviously your next step would be probation, parole, et cetera. You have to follow the officer's directions. But we would then take care of you to a point, take you to where you're going. Now, you would say, well, where's the family? Well, a lot of these guys don't have family, Jay-Z.
Right.
Guys
right.
and gals, women too. They don't have families. They're coming out of a very difficult, in fact, that's probably what put them into prison in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
They had difficult situations. So now they get out of prison. What are you going to do now? Well, meet you at the door at least takes some of the, pain off the top. You know, you have a headache, I want to cut it.
Right.
And I want to get,
yeah.
Well, this program, and it's been successful. It's been publicized. We've gotten some great press from the Philly Inquirer, Washington Post. But it's hard. And I hate coming hat in hand, but if anybody wants to benefit us financially, that would help too.
Oh, sure.
But my primary motivation to be with you today, and thank you for seeing me by there, hearing me, is to look for anybody, male or female, led to be a volunteer for Yoke Fellow Prison Ministry. We will train you. We'll do as best a job as we can.
Now, what does if you can, I mean,
sure.
Take us through the training. When you say you're going to train the people,
okay,
what does that entail? Take us through a little bit. Give us some background on that.
I'll try my best.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about prisons. No two are alike. Now, I hope the wardens aren't listening. All right? I'm not going to mention anybody by name.
Okay.
Because I want to be good friends with
That's
them.
That's right. Fair enough.
What's the old saying? Trust it takes years to build and is lost in 10 seconds?
Yes.
Case in point.
Yes.
Okay. So when you are permitted, we have you fill out an application. We'll train you, teach you about situations in prison, the do's and the don'ts.
Okay,
there are certain do's and don'ts, as you might imagine. For example, I'll give you just off the top. This is probably common knowledge to some people. If you were to go to SCP, Schuylkill County Prison, and say I'm an inmate and you're gracious enough, kind enough to come see me, there are certain things you can't bring in the door, man.
Okay.
Nothing. Okay? Nothing. No car keys, no pens, no phones, no nothing.
Wow.
Those little kind of things will get you into trouble.
Okay.
Or make you persona non grata,
okay,
where you can't come back.
Right. Okay.
That's the number one thing that our volunteers must avoid. So we train you and teach you what to do. Officers in the correctional facilities, depends what kind of day they're having.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, if they're in a good mood,
right,
well, you're in a good mood. If they're not, things might be difficult.
Different. Yeah.
Come for the purpose that you stated. If you are going to conduct a Bible study, that's what you do. That's it.
Right. Nothing more, nothing,
nothing
less.
Nothing more, nothing right. less. Right. Don't ask about Joe Smith and how he's doing. Just don't.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't. Your job is what you tell him you're going to do, and then do it. If you're a spiritual mentor, you meet an inmate individually, that's a little different.
Okay.
But even then, you will have criteria that you must follow.
Yeah.
And if you don't, one strike. It's one strike in prison.
Right.
Not three.
It's not baseball. You only get one.
No, you only get one. There's no ball four either.
Right.
One strike, you're at bat, swing and a miss, see ya.
Yep.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but that doesn't preclude the possibility of you being a positive influence in an inmate's life. I in my position, I can't necessarily go and visit, but I've written. I wouldn't say pen pal. It's more than pen pal. I've written to a number of inmates at Frackville.
Okay. Okay.
Maintain a relationship with them, pen and paper. Once they're released, okay, now I can talk to you on the phone. I can actually see you. All right?
Okay.
That's another possibility. Mm-hmm. It's not pen pal. Okay, people say, oh, I can write letters to an inmate. That's nice. No. It's not a pen pal. We have an emphasis, a spiritual emphasis, if I may. I hope I don't get into trouble.
No, sure.
A spiritual emphasis where we are trying to meet the spiritual needs of inmates, bring them to a relationship with Jesus Christ, and hopefully that will change not only life in prison, but life outside when they get outside. You don't want to come back here. We want to make sure you don't.
Right.
Is that helpful?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So now, folks that are listening want to be a volunteer. How can they get in touch with you? Because as you said, that's one of the reasons you're here this morning.
That's it.
So yeah,
the primary one. Mm-hmm. Well, introductory-wise, I can give you a simple electronic address. You can look for the state's website.
Okay.
I'll give it to you. It's five letters. ypmpa.org. Okay? Mm-hmm. That'll take you to the state website. Now, if you want to get involved locally, which is the reason why I'm here, as you said, call our church. Now, don't be intimidated. It's a church, okay? Oh, it's a church, wrong number. No. I will return your call. 570-622-8140. That's how they can get in touch with me, and I will then begin that process. Now, may I say a little more about
Absolutely. The
local?
Okay. Sure.
The state of Pennsylvania is divided up into regions. We are a member of what's known as the Southeast region. Now, you say Southeast.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Well, Schuylkill's right to the border.
Okay.
That's the way they design it. I don't ask questions. Not like that, anyway. So, we're in the Southeast region. Now, coming up next month, Lord willing, April 18th, it's a Saturday, we will have the Southeast Regional Conference at our church,
okay.
3rd and Market, Pottsville. Here's another opportunity. You're under no obligation if you show up, okay? But if you're interested, if you think you're interested, if you know somebody that might be interested, come up 10 to 3, we'll give you lunch. We have a panel discussion regarding the very topic I mentioned earlier, what happens when we get prisoners out? Returned citizens are going to be on that panel. And let me assure you, these guys are top shelf. Mm-hmm. They spent, unfortunately, most of their life incarcerated. And if you want to learn something, you listen to these guys.
I'll bet.
Yeah. Now, the cynic among us would say, well, just desserts, you know, law and order.
Right.
I agree. They would agree. But sure. Now they're out. They want to stay out. They want to help brothers and sisters who are in when they get out to stay out. That's all part of this. Meet you at the door. Hopefully we'll have them at the panel discussion. At the very least, if you come to the conference, you can meet some people. I'll be there. Look for me. Ask for me. And I'll kind of steer you around. We'll feed you lunch. No obligation.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, just come and learn about Yokefellow.
We used to have a gentleman who was hosting with us, so I would say, like, in the barrel. And like you said, these people are in the barrel literally. So like they would be such a tremendous help to the people who, you know, are incarcerated now and would be coming out because they've gone through it.
Yes.
I mean, and that, you know, and I respect that so much because no matter what we're talking about, if you've gone through it, you've got, you know, you've got the background, the experience. And
yeah.
I mean, so like you said, I could see when you used high-end or top-shelf guys. I really...
Yeah. Well, you would think, and a lot of people initially would say, oh, he's an ex-con.
Exactly.
And he murdered someone. Yeah, he did.
That's stereotype, right?
He did. Yeah. And listen, their stereotypes exist for a reason. You know that. So mm-hmm. do I. Excuse me, but when these men and women, but mostly men, come and you meet them and you talk with them for 10 minutes and you'd say, well, if you didn't know it, if you didn't know their background, you'd say, oh, Freddie Knoll is a guy that I know very well. Wonderful. Freddie Knoll, little guy, mm-hmm. was in prison since he was 17. got out. He spent 48 years in jail.
Wow. That is a long time.
Yes, it is. Yeah, if you heard his story, you'd scratch your head. But anyway, that's not the point. If you met Freddie, you'd say he's a gentleman. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason why. Two reasons why. One, he has a relationship with Jesus. He's a Christian. And number two, he does not want to go back to jail. Okay? He does not do anything that would put him in jail. One, don't even talk to him about it. And he's got, I was listening to your gentleman, you know, stories of the pool table, was
yeah,
it?
Yes.
Well, he's got stories that will rival those of the pool table. So, let me see, what else can I tell you? Well, simply, we meet, our Schuylkill Council meets four times a year. The spring meeting will be our conference. That's April 18th, 10 to 3, First United Methodist Church. And like I said, we're always looking for volunteers.
Right.
Because people do get sick.
Sure.
They get tired. Yeah. You know, they age out, maybe. I don't know. Now, I have some volunteers, hopefully, in the pipeline. But we need more.
Right.
We need more. We want to be able to do the mission and the ministry to which we were called.
And again, how is it like? The reason I ask is because I think maybe some people out there could be intimidated because, as you said, you're talking, you know, convicts, you know, prisoners, whatever, you know, they've done something. So they might be a little, you know, leery about getting involved and trying
Understood.
To help. Take us through your first time. If you remember, and what that was like.
I've been at prisons in all levels,
mm-hmm.
county, state, federal. It is intimidating, no matter who you are, no matter how many times you've been in a prison. It is intimidating because all you hear are things clanging behind you. You go to the next place, you must wait for a door to open. You are always escorted by somebody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say that you or anybody else should feel fear in the sense that something's going to happen to you.
Right.
No.
Right.
No, 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 no. As I said a moment ago, if you come for the purpose for which you identified, I am here to visit Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. Okay. You will see Jay-Z.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
Fine. Mission accomplished. If you come for a Bible study, if you are conducting a Bible study, I have a good friend. I'll give him a shout out. Kerry Kuhn. He's a wonderful guy.
Sure.
If he goes to Frackville for Bible study, that's all he does. That's all he does. That's all he needs to do. He's been called to that. That's what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
So now, does he know the chaplain? Of course. Might he say something to the chaplain? I had a gentleman in the Bible study seems out of sorts.
Right.
That's it. He can't take that information with him. He
right.
can't tell it to somebody else. He may give it to the chaplain and him alone.
Wow.
So those are the kind of right. things. And people should not be intimidated by that because a prison is a very safe place.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. See, I agree with that. But, I mean, again, we go back to stereotype. People have their own, you know, idea of what it's like. And that's why we're here to try and show them that, no, that's not what it's like.
Right.
And that you indeed can help and you'll be safe in yes. helping.
Yes. If someone says, this isn't for me, fine.
And that's the other thing.
That's okay.
Because I think people, you know, worry about that as well. Like, well, I'd like to try this, but then what if, you know, I don't like it or I don't see
fine.
Myself doing this?
That's fine. Yeah. You have to try. We right. I have folks in my own parish who struggle with this. But I have two or three dedicated people from our parish who work in Schuylkill County.
Okay.
Go to the prison regularly. Yes, it's intimidating, but if you can get past that and understand, A, when you go in, you're safe. And B, if you go for the purpose that you identified,
mm-hmm.
you're fine. You're fine. But every prison is different.
Different.
You say, well, what about the state system? Yeah, the state system is under Commonwealth Bureau of Prisons. They're all different. They're different in that the wardens and the guards and the chaplains, they have a little leeway how they see things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got to figure out what the leeway is. Don't break the rules. Don't give anybody any you-know-what.
Mm-hmm.
And please don't argue. You'll be fine. you'll be fine.
Now, for instance, and again, take me through this because I'm curious. I'm sure maybe the listeners are as well. Like you said, as an example, you're here to see Jay-Z.
Right.
How do you know the people you go to see? Do they reach out? Do the people inside? In other words, how do you hook up with somebody there that, you know?
Glad you asked that question. Yeah. Glad you asked that question. If, sadly, you would be incarcerated at Frackville, J.C.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'd come and see you, brother. No. If you would be incarcerated, I don't know how the internals here work, okay? But you have to give the prison authorities a list.
Okay.
These are the people who can come to visit me, okay?
Okay.
So Jay-Z's list might include, I would hope, me, family, okay? You can identify someone as a spiritual advisor, okay? You can do that. But I would have to be on your list. Otherwise, I'm not getting anywhere.
Okay.
Okay?
Gotcha.
That's the way that the prisons and the county, the same thing. They thin the herd, as it were,
okay,
to make sure that we have people that we know of that are, okay, he's on the list.
Right.
That's how I'd get in to see you.
I see. Yeah. Now, when you go in, because you talked about different things, maybe a Bible study. And again, I'm sure all things are different, but how long are you, say, there with the individual or with these people?
Depends on the prison.
Okay.
Now, for Bible study. For Bible study, it's my understanding that the folks, the ladies on Saturday, the men on Sundays, are in there for hour and a half, 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. If I went to see you at Schuylkill County, we'd be divided by the phones and stuff. And I'm not sure. That's a terrible thing. There's a big metal divider with seats, phones on both sides. I don't know how long I could be on the phone with you. Like I said, the prison sets the rules. They're the law. If they come in and say you're done, you're done. So.
And I got to believe that might be tough on you because you come in with a game plan. You kind of feel the individual out right off the bat. And then they can, like you said, all right, that's it. We're done here.
Well, they usually tell you in advance.
Okay. Well, that's good.
They usually tell you in advance. Unless there's a problem in the jail internally.
Okay.
They'll be locked down, for example. Right. Well, nobody's going anywhere then.
Right.
There'd be no visits. You can't come in. They can't come in. In the state, it's the same thing. It's just a lot bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Lockdown is lockdown. And here's the sad part. I've driven a couple hours to a state prison and been turned away.
Wow. Yeah. And you read my mind because I was going to say that to you. Have you ever arrived and you weren't able to get you get to see that individual. And like you said, that just heightens things too because of the amount of time you spent to get there.
Yes.
And talk about frustration.
Yeah, you can't show it.
No. I could imagine.
The guards at what they call the Sally Port where you get in, they say, well, sorry. See ya.
Wow. And there's no negotiating, I gotta believe.
No, I can tell you stories, but I'd rather not, simply because it includes other people who, if they're listening, may know who of whom I'm speaking, so I won't. But I've just been turned away.
Right.
And see you next month, maybe? Yeah, maybe.
Right.
Yeah. And it's not like you're calling Boscov's to see if they're open because the weather's a little iffy, you know? No.
Right.
It can be a sunshiny day, high in the 80s, and you call them, they won't tell you.
Right.
Part of me understands why they run it this way, but it's very, to the citizens who come, if they have loved ones, sons, daughters, husbands, wives, in prison, it can be extremely heartbreaking. Right. And don't give them lip. Just don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing. I know the do's and don'ts. I got to believe that is number one on the list right now. If you're ranking things.
It is.
Gosh.
It is.
Now, this is a great organization. How long have you guys been doing this again? And like, you've obviously seen some growth, but you want to continue that. That's one of the reasons why you're here.
I got involved with this at the urging of a gentleman whose name I mentioned, Cliff Balson. He isn't very ill anymore. He was for a time. And Cliff came to our church one Thanksgiving for our Thanksgiving dinner And we got to talking, and he says, you know, I could use somebody. Mm-hmm. And it's like the Lord taps you on the shoulder and says, why can't he use you, John Wallace? Okay, so we got involved, and I got involved, and he stepped away, and he just kind of put me in the chairman role. Talk about convenient, you know? You know, it's like, okay, we'll take JV, we'll put you in the chair. All right, now you're in charge, so I'm trying to run with it.
Mm-hmm.
YPM itself has been around for a while. Like I said, 55, it started. That's the year I was born.
Okay.
But here in Pennsylvania, it's all over the state, just about. We do have trouble getting into certain prisons. They don't. Yeah, they don't.
Wow.
Warden doesn't. Chaplain doesn't. I can't tell you why.
Okay.
I can't tell you why. But here in Schuylkill, our primaries, of course, would be SCP and SCI Frackville. And we can't get into Monon.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't really tried at Minersville. I don't know. But that's... that's where we need more volunteers.
Right, right.
And it takes a long time. One thing this work will teach you, and I'm finding it out, is patience.
I bet. Yeah.
Patience. We live in a McDonald's culture.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So you want things today. You want a response by 4 o'clock. No, they'll respond when they want.
Right.
They'll respond when they want. And again, I don't want to upset any wardens or chaplains, Jay-Z.
No,
I don't want to
no.
do that.
No.
If they're listening, you know. No, no, no. But I would assume they would agree.
Yeah.
You got to be patient.
Yeah. I mean, I recall back, and something you said made me think of it, and it was a long time ago. Oh, my gosh, this is probably going back 20 years. But I had a friend, and he knew someone who was incarcerated, and I went along with him. Because, like you said, I was curious. You know, I wanted to see. I heard a lot of things about the individual. And number one, you're right. I mean, I didn't know what to expect, but I went in there, and as you said, there's people always around. I mean, you're safe.
Yeah.
Constant noise, like you said. I understand, like you said that. But it was an experience. I mean, that was so many years ago, and yeah, I can remember it. It was right here in our area too. And gentleman was great. You know, that was in there, you know, that was in Carson. He was great. I mean, I really learned a lot from that day. Yeah. I did.
But most of the time, my experience has been most of the time, the corrections officers are gentlemen.
Yes.
Because they too are being watched, okay?
Yes.
You can't be a jerk.
Right.
All right? Yeah, every once in a while somebody pulls your chain. I understand that. And your job, if you recall, well, everyone reads stories of how contraband gets into prisons. And weapons, drugs, etc. That's on them.
Yeah.
That's on them.
Yes.
So I understand the harshness, the severity, this is the law, and that's the law. There's no gradation, okay? There's no I'll look the other way this time.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, because they'll lose their job.
Right.
And the purpose of incarceration, sadly, is to keep people inside.
Right.
So Most of my experience has been positive.
Yeah.
Okay. As I said, you go in, sir. Yes, sir. No, sir. I don't have an agenda. Empty your pockets. Do it. Take your belt off. Do it. Let me look at your shoes. Do it. Okay. What are you here for? This.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Right.
Okay. We'll direct you to this room. You'll be here for an hour and a half. When you're done, you're done. You leave. Bye.
Right.
That's it.
And see, I think it's important too. And I guess you could help me out, but my take on it is, again, first impressions are key. And if you go in there and your first impression is like, this isn't for me, and you know, it's a shame because maybe, you know, it is. It's just that you got off on the wrong foot with
this.
You
need to give it a chance.
It's like anything else. Give it, yeah, exactly. I was going to say, don't pull the plug right away. No. Give it a chance.
You're right. What we would do. And I've suggested this within our Schuylkill Council is if you say you're going in to see someone, you're the men's ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have Michael here that wants to think about it. Can he go in with you? Sure. Sure. Now we have to get you checked out and all because,
right.
So that'll take a little time, but, you could go in with them and watch and observe.
Okay.
All right, and then see if it's for you.
Right, that's great.
See if it's for you. Because you're right, it isn't for everybody. I understand that. and you need to want to find out if you can cut it.
Yes, exactly.
If it's your cup of tea, spiritually speaking, is the number one standard. You know, if I wish I had my buddy Kerry Kuhn here. He would tell you that you would know spiritually. You know in your heart if this is for you, and if it's not for you, no problem.
Right.
No problem. He goes in, I guess I can mention this, he goes into Schuylkill, or Frackville. He's in Montgomery County. He's all over the place. But that's his ministry.
Right.
That's what he does. That's what he loves to do. And he loves the men that with whom he has Bible studies, conversations, etc. So, all right, maybe it's not for you. Fine. You figured it out.
Right. Right.
You figured it out.
Yeah. I this has been fascinating, second hour here, John. I can't thank you enough. I was just glad that we were able to hook up, because when I got a little bit of background about that, I thought, yeah, we got to get you on. And we were glad that we were able to, and hopefully the whole goal is people are listening, you know, get more volunteers for right. you, get more people involved.
Right. Because call me, 570-622-8140. Yes, it's the Methodist Church. Leave me a message, would you?
John Wallace is our guest in studio. John, I think you've done a bang-up job. I've really had a great time. Anything you might want to add in closing before we let you go? Because we want to make sure you get everything out that you need to get out here this morning.
I'll probably forget something in the car. If you want to see the state website, it's obviously something that may help you.
Okay.
YPMPA, five letters, .org. O-R-G. The guy that runs the show in the state is a wonderful man named Sean Atkinson. Sean Atkinson lives out near Pittsburgh. He and I are good friends. He's a wonderful guy. If you want to, you could call him maybe. He'll gladly talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
He'll gladly talk to you. Jay-Z, thank you.
Good stuff, John. I want to thank you because I think it's great work you're doing, and I hope that some folks out there are tuned in today and we get you some more help out there, some more volunteers. I really
do. Me too.
Do.
Thank you, sir.
God bless, my friend.
Thank you.